Microphone.
Hey, good morning. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I think I say that a lot, but I do hope everybody's doing well. Got Bubbles. Let's see if I got the tail. There's the tail. Hey, she. It's fine. Oh, I'm going to sit right next to you because you're awake. Anyway, hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well. It is 5:56 a.m., and this is our 337th episode of the show. And here we talk about Agile and Scrum in a very practical and tactical way so that you can get value to the customer, not stress out, get home in a decent time, and have a little fun along the way. So that's kind of what we do here. And I'm moving my camera. And it's been a busy couple of days. We'll see how things go today. For those doing safe, I have PI planning week. I have, oh God, they want to do them all at the same time. So I have like three organizations that I'm helping out during this time period. So it's kind of fun. They decided to do them all the same week, and I don't know how I'm going to do all three of them. But to see if they're doing well, if they get questions and concerns, and try to help where possible. Anyway, so that's going to be my week today. So it's going to be fun getting up early and prepping for all those. Two topics I want to talk about today. A little bit, we're going to talk about MVP, and not MVP, the most viable product, most viable product. Talk about that and how Agile takes that idea and how I apply that to some of the things we do. It's another camping episode. And then also small sprints, how key the definition done is really important as part of a continuation from yesterday's conversation about small sprints. So we're going to talk about that today too. Okay, so camping. What about camping? Why is it Agile, Greg? Come on, you keep bringing up all this camping stuff. I said, well, here's what my family does. It's kind of minimal viable product. Not a minimal value product and viable. And in the Agile fashion, in the Scrum fashion, what we do every year is our first camping trip's like a day. And then why do we do it a day? Versus a waterfall technique would be, let's camp for a week. Yeah, we're going to go right into camping for a week. Well, when we do a 1 or 2 day camping trip, this year we did a 2 day camping trip. What's nice about a 1 day camping trip is you find out what you don't have and you learn. And you can, here's the kicker. 1 day camping trip, you can survive that. If you're missing something, it's not a big deal because you're going home the next day. 2 days, it gets a little more like, oh, we didn't have enough of this, and where we're going to get that. Don't have that. Because I remember one camping trip we went for a couple of days. I think it was 2 days. It was a nice park, and the camp next to us, I guess they've been there for a whole week, didn't have any oil to cook their food with, right? So when we're there, we always have a little bottle of olive oil in our camping set. And they asked if we had any oil. We said, sure, and gave them a whole cup full of oil so they can cook their food. And they thanked us and gave us a candy bar, left candy bar in our car, in our campsite. I think it was on the picnic table or so. Kids ate it up. So, but what was funny is that by going, you know, you figure out what you need. Why they didn't go to the store and get some olive oil or something like camp with, I don't know. Go figure that one, because they had a car. They could have drove. But what we do, we usually like 1 day, 2 day, and then we're looking to do a longer one. But what's nice about doing this, it gets the kids into it, gets us into it, because camping can be rough. Got all your gear and everything. So we take it a very agile approach to camping and MVP. We get fun out of the camping, but we don't hurt ourselves either. We get enough value out of it that we learn the lessons. We retrospect on what we could have done. Like, for some reason, my wife decided to – we had a line of rope that we took and some clothespins she said she had. She usually has it in her camping thing. But this time, she decided to leave it out. Well, the kids, there's a lake that everybody can swim in. And you stink from the lake. So lessons learned – Is we want to make sure the rope stays in the camp box no matter where we go, because it's good for drying out the kids' clothes when they go jump in that stinky lake. So we learn as we go, we get good value out of it, but we grow it over time. We're an MVP. Oh yeah, let's go first day camping. We're gonna do 5 days out of the blue. Missing stuff, you know, who knows what you're missing on that one. So that's what I want to talk about. Minimal viable product. Minimal viable product means getting something out the door, getting value for it, learning from it, and then getting the next phase. And that's how we apply that to our camping. The other topic I want to talk about is definition and done in a small sprint. And also the customer coming and changing the backlog or what they want to work on. So maybe something really high bubbles, maybe something really important comes along, right? So one of the nice things about having a good definition of done, and that's why I would put a small sprint and definition done, is that if you really have your work done and you really set it up right and you have a small sprint, someone changes it, there's no sweat, because you know why? You don't need to revisit the work because it's quote done, right? This is one of the things that people don't get. Why is definition done good? Because when you say it's done, it's done. You don't have to go back, oh, we got to finish this last piece, got to do that. No, it's done because you did your definition done correctly. So the idea of why is definition done so much? Things like that. We don't have to go back and rework the code, spend twice as long trying to figure out where we were last, and waste a lot of time. That's the whole purpose behind definition of done. You don't have to waste time going back to work on things because you know it was complete. What do I should put here? Oh, the other thing is, once you know that, you're comfortable with moving to a new topic. Your team, and I think I kind of just mentioned a little bit, when your product owner comes down and says, hey, we need to go work on these different things, team says, fine, we're good with that. All the work that we said done is done. We don't have to worry about it anymore. There's no like testing required. We don't need to do a second sprint, none of that stuff. All that's taken care of. So you know what? The sweat, the pressure goes away, because you're using your definition of done. These are all little subtle things that people do not get why that's so helpful. You know, they say all this other stuff is on, but it's the mental makeup of the team to why this definition of done is so important. You know, and then here's the other thing. Let's say the customer does, and this is part of the definition of done and the benefit of shorter sprints. So let's say the customer does come and says, hey, we need to change this, right? Or the customer says to you, there's a greater thing about the definition done. Customer says, I don't want to deploy this code yet. I don't, the product, I got another product that waiting for that to get done that I'm going to deploy. What do you team care? I don't care. Do whatever you want. Customer, if you want to deploy this code 6 months from now, I really don't care. You know why? Because it's done. It works. We said it works and it's ready to go. So we don't have to do anything. So if the customer who's maybe finicky wants to deploy right after the code's all coded and done, we can do that. Customer wants to do it a month from now, we can do that. If the customer wants to do it 6 months from now, we can do that. Right? Now there may be some integration that just want to do it, but if you have a real good definite done with some automation tests and stuff like that, the code's in there, you can run it, and it's like, it's still working. But that's more of an integration model from you as a developer in the code. What you coded works, and as you classify your definition done, you're good to go. So those are the two things I want to talk about. One, you know, do an MVP, minimal viable product, where you get some value at it, try it out, do a retrospective on it. Get it out to the customer and see how it works, right? Do that with the camping. And the second one is a combination of small sprints and definition done. By having a good definition done, customer wants to do something, I don't care. So my work's done. According to our definition done, it works fine. Somebody else changes something else, that's another story, but it'll come back anyhow. But if you do the automation, do all that stuff, you'll be fine. So with that, I'm going to say have a great day. Happy scrumming. And, get out in the outdoors. I'm going to throw that in there. It's fun. Try to put some pictures up on my LinkedIn account, stuff like that. Maybe I can put posts now on YouTube. Maybe I'll do some of that too. Anyway, have a great day. I do think someone ate the frog. I don't know if it was the cat or the other frog ate the other frog, but someone ate the frog. I can't find it. So we're down to one frog. Maybe the frog, the bigger fat, he's awfully fat. Maybe he ate the other frog. I don't know. We're learning this experiment. I think I have to let him go before he eats everything else in the tank. He's a bullfrog. Apparently they do that. All right. Have a great day. Enjoy. Take care. Bye. See ya.